Okay, now we know the background and history of the traditions. So we are going to move into the core of today's workshop, exploring the 12 traditions in order, starting with tradition one. Remember, if you have any questions about the traditions, then come out of today's workshop. Send them by private chat to the Ask It Basket. Person found among today's attendees and will try to get to the answers during the Ask It Basket portion of our program. Thank you again. And let's go ahead and start with tradition one, Randall M. Randall, if you could unmute yourself.
I'm Randall and I'm an alcoholic. And I'm going to put a timer on it. So I made some notes and I read the first tradition. And what Elizabeth said about alcoholics not maybe wanting to read that much or read at meetings, I'm one of those guys. So I was a little fearful to do this and I see all these little boxes staring at me. So I'm going to refer to these notes. And hopefully, I can carry the message. So, tradition one, our common welfare should come first. Personal recovery depends upon AA unity. I think it's important to note that it doesn't use the word must. Tradition one talks about in the book, it talks about we don't. I don't think we take to orders and have to's and must and all of that stuff very well. I know I don't. But I read through it. It's only a 2.5 page piece of reading. And I ended up with 4 pages of notes. So I thought, well, I'm going to take my limited experience to an old timer. And that's what I did yesterday. I went and met with an individual that I've known for some time in his 40 years worth, and he was able to summarize it a lot better than I had written. When we come into AA, and certainly when I came into AA, everything revolved around me and just trying to get sober. And I was very selfish, I still am, but the program, I used the program for me. And it wasn't until some time had passed and I was able to go to the meetings and they became important and I heard what all of you had to say. And I started to learn that there was more than just the plug in the jug. I had come to rely on all of you. And I think that's part of the core of tradition one is the group is so important and it needs to survive, or else people like me, I don't have a place to go and I don't have a place to share. And I don't have other people who walked the path before I got on it. And they have this valuable experience to share. And so the old timer told me how he had done it too. He said, you know, in the beginning, it was okay to be selfish. But without this group, and you'll learn in time, he told me, it'll become a principle for you. Then I thought, wait a minute, it's a tradition. And he got into traditions and principles and how I'd learn how to live in time. And he said, it takes time. You still use the program and you use the people. And the day will come that you will understand tradition one, that the group is primary. And that although my recovery is very important, the group is what makes my recovery more stable and more certain. And that I would get the opportunity to carry a message to other people, just like it was carried to me. What time is flying? So I had a couple other things I wanted to point out. There were some critical wording, I think, and key phrases in the tradition is, if I want to live, AA as a whole must survive. That's my 4-minute timer. I have to depend on you. And you know, when I first came into AA, I thought, if I have to depend on these people, I'm in trouble. But likewise, if you had to depend on just me, you may be questioning yourself as well. So the unity of AA becomes the most cherished quality of our program. There's a reason why Tradition One is Tradition One. It's first, it's foremost, it's foundational. Without the unity, it's doubtful that our message and the grace of God will be carried forward. Although our individual rights in AA are guarded, you know, I mean, the authors of the material and the founders of AA, they never told us that, you know, you can't think that, you can't say that, you can't do it. We can do anything we want, anytime. We really can. But we need to remember that the group will come first to end it. This was written a long time ago. These guys knew what they were doing. And look how long it's lasted so far, because here we all are again. We're sitting here and we're putting our group first, and we're in recovery. Thank you for letting me share.
Thank you,
Randall. Woo-hoo, Randall.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
Nice to
thank
see you. A pack
good
of baseball
job.
Behind you too.
Great job.